This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has rejected any plans for Palestinian statehood in a post-war Gaza. AP correspondent Karen Shamus reports.
A statement from the office of Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has confirmed that his position on Gaza hasn't changed. The announcement comes following a conversation between Netanyahu and President Biden, in which the Israeli Prime Minister reiterated that Israel must retain security control over the territory after Hamas is destroyed. Netanyahu's office says this is a requirement that contradicts the demand for Palestinian sovereignty. The statement is an apparent rebuff of President Biden's suggestion that creative solutions could bridge wide gaps between the leaders' views on Palestinian statehood. I'm Karen Shamas.
Syrian and Iranian officials and media say an Israeli strike on the Syrian capital of Damascus has killed five Iranian advisors with the expeditionary Quds force belonging to Iran's Revolutionary Guard. The Syrian army said the building is a tightly guarded neighborhood of Damascus. It was entirely destroyed Saturday morning. It said the Israeli Air Force fired missiles while flying over Syria's Israeli-occupied Golan Heights. The Israeli military did not comment. Israel has carried out hundreds of strikes inside government-controlled parts of war-torn Syria in recent years. A few hours later, an Israeli drone strike near the Lebanese southern port killed two people, according to the state national news agency. The day after the deadliest U.S. wildfire in century destroyed a seaside community on Maui, the barrage of 911 calls didn't stop. Reports of missing people, stranded family members, and confused tourists trapped without food or water lit up the emergency lines every few minutes. This is VOA News. Protests against Germany's far-right new momentum after reports on meeting of extremists. We get more from VOA's Alexis Strope.
Tens of thousands of people have turned out to protest the far-right in cities across Germany. Saturday's crowds were the latest in a series of demonstrations that have been gaining momentum in recent days. They come in the wake of a report that right-wing extremists recently met to discuss the deportation of millions of immigrants, including some with German citizenship. Police say a Saturday afternoon protest in Frankfurt drew 35,000 people. Demonstrations in Stuttgart, Nuremberg, and Hanover, among other cities, also drew large crowds, and more are planned for Sunday. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.
A politically treacherous dynamic is taking hold in Congress as negotiators work to strike a bipartisan deal on the border and immigration in the U.S., with vocal opposition from the hard right and former U.S. President Donald Trump threatening to topple the carefully negotiated compromise. Senators are finalizing the details of an agreement on border measures that could unlock Republican support for Ukraine aid in the Senate as soon as next week, but the deal is already wobbling as House Speaker Mike Johnson faces pressure from Trump and his House allies to reject a bipartisan compromise. A New Jersey man convicted in a post-9/11 terrorism sting was ordered freed from prison by a judge who criticized the FBI for relying on an unsavory confidential informant. AP correspondent Julie Walker.
U.S. District Judge Colleen McMahon on Friday granted James Cromedy compassionate release from prison, citing an FBI-invented conspiracy to trap him and three others known as the Newburgh Four into a plot to blow up New York synagogues. 3 months ago, she ordered the release of his three co-defendants. The judge wrote of Cromedy, who has served 15 of a 25-year minimum sentence, "The notion that he was selected as a leader is inconceivable, given his well-documented buffoonery and ineptitude." Cromedy was brought into the phony plot by the federal informant Shahid Hussein, who the judge called the villain sent by the government to troll among the poorest and weakest. Julie Walker, New York.
Warnings continue to be issued across most of the U.S. as brutal cold weather continues to reach southward. Bitterly frigid air spilled into the Midwest from Canada on Friday, and several states were under advisories as forecasters warned of wind chills down to minus 30 degrees through Sunday morning. The National Weather Service predicts temperatures could drop as low as 15 degrees below zero in portions of Arkansas, Mississippi, Missouri, Tennessee, Kentucky, and Kansas. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.